This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Russian President Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. He will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow, during which the two leaders will exchange views on regional and global matters of mutual interest. Several agreements are also expected to be signed in the fields of trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will receive President Putin and host a banquet in his honour. More in this report.
During the visit of the Russian president to India in December 2010, the strategic partnership was elevated to the level of special and privileged strategic partnership. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India-Russia ties continue to deepen despite global uncertainty. Describing Russia as India's time-tested special and strategic partner, he said this in his opening remarks while co-chairing the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation ministerial meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in New Delhi a short while ago. Mr. Singh said since the signing of the India-Russia Strategic Partnership Declaration in 2000, the bilateral defence cooperation between the two nations has grown significantly. Speaking on the occasion, Russian Defence Minister Andrei Belousov said India-Russia relations have deepened with a solid, time-proven friendship which is based on mutual respect. He said both nations are bound with very deep traditions. Mr. Belousov said bilateral relations between both countries have a strategic character and the partnership with India is a key factor for the balance in the South Asian region and global security. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Chiefs of Army, Air Force and Navy were also present on the occasion. Earlier, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov laid wreaths at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan has clarified that the discussion under the Rule 267 can only take place in the House on the items listed in the day's agenda. He said any notice concerning an issue outside the listed business is invalid. Speaking at the zero hour today, Mr. Radhakrishnan observed that notices given under the rule are being submitted almost on a daily basis to seek suspension of listed business and seek discussion on issues chosen by members. He emphasized that Rule 267 in the Rajya Sabha cannot be equated with an adjournment motion in the Lok Sabha. Former Mizoram governor and senior advocate Swaraj Kaushal passed away today. He was 73. He was the husband of former Union Minister Sushma Swaraj. His daughter, BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj, in a social media post remembered her father for his affection, discipline, simplicity and patriotism. Born on 12th July 1952 in Solan, Swaraj Kaushal was appointed as the governor of Mizoram at the age of 37 in 1990. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the passing of Swaraj Kaushal. In a social media post, he said, Swaraj Kaushal distinguished himself as a lawyer and a person who believed in using the legal profession to improve the lives of the underprivileged. The ISSF World Cup final begins today in Doha, Qatar. India will be represented by a 15-member squad led by world champion Samrat Rana, along with Suruchi Singh and Manu Bhakar as top names. The event features the year's best shooters across 12 Olympic events, all competing for the Best Shooter of the Year title. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended in positive territory today, snapping a four-day losing streak. The Sensex gained 159 points to close at 85,265, while the Nifty added 48 points to settle at 26,033. And with that, we end this news bulletin.